Attention, mill spouses, families, and service members. It's now time for another empowering episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest-running podcast of its kind. AWTR is here to engage, educate, and encourage you by sharing dynamic interviews, social media connections, news, and empowering military life information. Here are your AWTR hosts, your Army Wife Network command team.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to another empowering and exciting episode of Army Wife Talk Radio, the leading and longest running podcast of its kind. This is episode number 929, and I'm your host, Amanda Bickneys, Director of Empowerment. And today I'm hosting with Chrissy Gibbs, our Director of Development. Listeners, as always, we have another great show lined up for you. Have your headphones in and get ready for your weekly lineup of military life empowerment. On today's show, we'll listen in to an interview conducted by our Director of Content, Kathleen Palmer, as she chats with guest Major General James Johnson, U.S. Air Force retired, Chief Executive Officer of Operation Gratitude. After that, we'll be sharing some of our weekly resources to help you excel in your mill spouse life.
Thank you, Amanda. Hello, everyone. We have some great information in store for you in this episode. Now, before we hear from Major General Johnson, let's chat about our mill spouse life. How are things going for you, Amanda?
Hey, Chrissy. Things are going pretty well.
That's good to hear.
Yes. Getting into like the routine. I started a new part-time remote job recently. And so
yay,
that's keeping me busy.
And it's nice honestly, to have a routine for, I'm sure like since you've been off for about a year, I'm sure it's nice to have that back.
Yes. Yes. I'm all about routines. So I love it so much. And I really enjoy every season so much, but fall here in Colorado, it's not like you get the beautiful fall, but just that chilly weather.
The chill in the air. Yes.
So pumped. And my daughter's like, is it going to snow soon? Because it usually snow like around October. And so I'm like, I hope so.
Oh, you are so that girl. Are you like a Lorelai Gilmore?
Yes. Yes. Very much so.
Oh my gosh. That's funny. So yeah, I'm like opposite, and it got cold here today. And I was like, oh man, I've got to get my winter jacket out.
Oh, no. What are the temperatures over there?
Oh, well, it has been nice. It was honestly super hot this summer when we got here in Germany. And, we were kind of shocked because we didn't expect that. And I guess it was not normal for here, but now this weekend, I think it's dropping down to like 40 something. So like,
oh wow,
for the high of the day. Right. So I'm like, oh, I think it's obviously sweater weather and I need to find my winter jacket and yes, unpack the winter boots.
See, it's funny because I was born and raised in Florida and now living in Colorado.
Oh gosh, yes.
I thought that I would really hate the cold.
Hate it.
But I enjoy it. And I think it's because I didn't see snow until I was 20 for the first time. And so,
yeah. So maybe you like it now because of that. Yes. You're like excited about it still. Oh, that's awesome though. I'm opposite. See, it's so funny because I grew up with snow in New York.
So I was, and like, now you're over it. Yeah.
I'm like, bring me that beach. Come on.
The beach.
Hey, at least we're happy in like, you know, in something. I'll deal with the snow to be in Germany. I'm okay with that. But oh, you can find me in Florida any other time.
Oh, hey, I'm down for a trip in Florida. That's my home, but also, you know, I still love the beach. So
yes, I'll meet you there.
I absolutely love catching up with you, Chrissy. It's been so much fun. So listeners, now let's turn our attention to this week's main interview with Major General Johnson as he discusses the mission of Operation Gratitude.
Welcome, Army Wife Talk Radio listeners. I'm Kathleen Palmer, your Army Wife Network Director of Content, joining you for today's exciting episode. Buckle up for the backstory on today's show. After 9/11, Operation Gratitude founder Carolyn Blaschek began volunteering at the Los Angeles Airport Military Lounge. In March 2003, a soldier came into the office and broke down at her desk. He was on leave from a war zone for his mother's funeral, His wife had left him, and his only child had died as an infant. He had no one else left in his life. It was then he told her, "I'm going back over there. I know I won't make it back this time, but it really doesn't matter because no one would even care." Right then, Blaszczyk realized that when bullets are flying, troops must believe that someone at home cares about them as an individual. That's when Operation Gratitude was born. Today's podcast guest, Major General James Johnson, retired U.S. Air Force, is the Chief Executive Officer of Operation Gratitude. Major General Johnson leads a team of professionals and grassroots volunteers and supporters with the mission to honor the service of our military and first responders by creating opportunities for Americans to express their gratitude. Hundreds of thousands of service members and first responders receive care packages from Operation Gratitude every year because of the generosity of grateful supporters nationwide. Operation Gratitude envisions a future where all who serve believe that the American people care. Major General Johnson, or James, welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio.
Well, thanks so much, Kathleen. It's just wonderful to join you. It was great to hear your intro there about this wonderful organization, Operation Gratitude.
Well, you've served over 30 years in the United States Air Force, and I understand following in the footsteps of your father, who served 20 years in the United States Army, leading the way for your son, who is currently serving in the Air Force. That's pretty amazing. That's like 60 years of service. That's why it's crazy. I'd like to hear more about that. So can you tell us a bit about your background and your connection to the military?
Oh, for sure. So you traveled around, military brat. And my dad was in the Army stationed. I was born in Fort Huachuca, Arizona. Some people may be familiar with that. We moved to Ethiopia, spent time in Africa and then Europe and then back in the States before he retired. I went to college and joined a ROTC detachment and was really inspired by the mission of the Air Force. That's when I, you know, joined was back in 1988 was when I came on active duty after graduating from the ROTC program, and then started my own journey traveling across, you know, with temporary and permanent assignments really around the world, right? As many military people will tell you, they joined to see the world, and the military doesn't let you down. So, you know, we traveled to Europe and I spent time in the Middle East, spent time in Asia, in Africa. And so that experience lasted about 30 years and had a chance to do some really wonderful privilege to have some wonderful assignments in operations and logistics and in personnel and finish my career really focusing on human well-being and resilience for the Air Force.
That's amazing. I did read that in your bio and that it seems that you really have a heart for this. I will say we have a connection. I spent many years at Fort Huachuca. So I know the barren desertness that it brings, but also it's a really great place to be. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that your background pretty much, it makes me understand how you kind of led into something like Operation Gratitude, but maybe you could tell our listeners who have never experienced or seen it or been on the website before, what is Operation Gratitude and what's the mission and the vision that you can talk to us about?
You bet. You know, we went through some strategic planning this year with the founder and the board member and some of our staff and volunteers, all a part of that journey to re-explore, you know, who are we? What do we believe in? Where are we going? How are we going to get there? And what we really discovered was our mission is still so tied to that origin story that you highlighted. That soldier who was engaged there with Carolyn at that military lounge really represents all service members, right? That service members go through ups and downs in their lives to one extent or another. We all have a story, right? And I think that Carolyn really represented all volunteers, across America who have connected to this mission in a way that they really believe that every single one of those individuals who raises their hand to serve will know that we care about that, that they're potentially going to put their lives in harm's way for us and they don't even know us. And, you know, one of the things that I've learned over time is that I think people care about a lot of things. Two of those include one being a part of a team, whether that's a family, whether that's part of a church or class, or maybe you're a part of a military unit. It's being part of something special beyond yourself. And then the other one is people want to know that what they do matters. And especially for those individuals who've raised their hand, again, to do something so important that it might require them to put their life in harm's way, that we care about that, that matters to them. And that's been our mission from the very beginning. And it'll be our mission into the future, because the other two things I know are that our country will always need brave men and women to raise their hand to serve, and that those brave men and women will always need to know that what they do matters to us. And so that, in a nutshell, is, you know, kind of what we do, you know, in terms of honoring those who serve. You know, how we do that is we send out care packages. And we have these unique care packages that we send to those service members, both here in the United States, and we can talk a little bit about those programs, and then those that are overseas. And so our, you know, last year we sent out well over 100,000 care packages, but really to address all the programs that we believe are going to send that strong message that all of those who are serving believe the American people care. That number is over 1 million care packages a year. And that's the direction we're going, that in the coming years, we would actually get to that point where, you know, all of those communities in our, you know, across our services are feeling that love from a care package, the kind of care packages that we send.
Do you, I'm just going to ask you real quick, do you send care packages to only deployed soldiers, or is it just other soldiers that might be stationed in remote areas as well? Or yeah, service members, excuse me.
So what we determined last year, as we were looking forward to where is it that we want to be in the next few years, we really determined that to achieve the vision that all who serve believe the American people care, that it was really important we send a care package at defining moments to those service members who are serving. Those defining moments include every service member who graduates from their basic training or boot camp. They'd all get a care package saying, thank you for starting this journey that will last for several years at least, and that we want you to know how important it is to us that you made this decision. Then for those service members who deploy, every one of them should get a care package. And it's a unique, you know, customized care package. It's got their name on it, and it's sort of a more robust care package because they're going to be in a deployed environment. And it says, we know you're going far from home, and we can't thank you enough for the fact that you're doing this on our behalf, and that we hope you'll be safe, and that you'll remember that we care about you. And then if those service members who might be wounded or injured, that they would get a care package that you know, tells them how much we're thinking about them, and that we wish them well. And then there's the care package that goes to those who are separating or retiring, to let them know that we appreciate that the fact that they served for those many years, and that was really meaningful to us, and we won't forget. And we show that also by sending out care packages. Like this last week, we sent 3,000 care packages to veterans in South Carolina, and that was all intended to say, we won't forget the fact that you served. And so even for in post-service veteran life, we send care packages to those individuals. And so it's that number is fairly significant when you think about it in terms of where we've been and where we're going.
And in the cycle of a lifetime of a service member too, starting with basic training and then going all the way, hitting those milestones to retirement. I mean, you've hit them all. That's really,
right.
Those are huge moments in their lives. That's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. You know that, in the years past, it really is incredible what Carolyn and the volunteers that support Operation Gratitude have achieved. Because, you know, I've come across so many service members who received not just one, but multiple Operation Gratitude care packages. But it didn't matter. Even if they only received one, they just tended to remember it. It was meaningful to them that somebody, you know, sent a care package. And that was a way of saying thank you in a way that they could just really feel that love. And
the organization's amazing, and you talk with such heart about what you're doing. So what led you to Operation Gratitude? How did you first all of a sudden, you know, realize about the organization and decide to be a part of it?
Well, it was somebody who was already on that journey to say thank you with the organization when there was a decision to interview potential candidates to be the CEO. And they said to me, did you know that they were looking for a CEO? I didn't at the time. And I started to explore more about the company just to find out where, you know, what what they'd been doing, you know, the lives they'd been impacting, not just for the recipients, but also for the volunteers. And so kind of exploring that mission and learning more about the people that are part of it. It's really those two things that attracted me to Operation Gratitude, the mission and the people. And, you know, once I looked into those two things, to me, it was very clear this is a place that I wanted to be. And it was, again, connected to some of the work that I was concluding with the Air Force at the end of my tenure there, as I was working on human resilience and well-being. This is a real direct connection to having that sort of impact in someone's life that we could really lift their spirits in a meaningful way. And so it was for me, it was a very clear decision.
Well, they're probably extremely grateful that they also have you in that position as well. I can tell how much you care. I did love, when I perused your website, I love the, on all the bios and all your team members, the quotes, everybody has a different quote on their right. on their bio. And I love yours by MLK. The life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you going to do for others? And I think that is really, that's passionate. I think I can see that in all your work. Wow. When you talk about the care packages, I may be a little bit confused. I know you do care packages for the military and first responders as well, too. You also do something on your website I saw about letter writing. Is that correct?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Well, we have a number of programs, and they're all focused on the concept of a care package. We can talk about the Battalion Buddies, too, because that's a program for families. But in each care package, there's a letter. A letter from a grateful American saying thank you for serving. And in that care package, you know, there's handmade items, which include that letter, but also a paracord bracelet that we've put in there that a grateful American has tied, that is a multifunction tool for our service members when they're out there deployed that they can use in any situation they need. But also there are handmade items like knit hats and scarves. And then there are items from corporate America that, because so many of the companies around our country want our service members to know that they care and their teams care about their service. And so those things are all part of this. One of the things that are going on, that's going on right now, if you go out to operationgratitude.com, is that we have a letter writing campaign going on. And we do this throughout the year, different letter writing campaigns, so that we can make sure that the hundreds of thousands of care packages that go out have letters in them, and usually not just one letter, it'll be a number of letters. So we have a jot a note campaign going on right now. If people go out to our website, you'll see that. But we do that throughout the year. We love it when classrooms or senior citizen centers or other churches or scout troops or you name it, a lot of other nonprofits that want to join us on the journey to say thank you, do something as simple as writing a letter. And so there are a lot of ways that you can join us on this journey to say thank you, that at the end of the day can result in a care package that uplifts someone's spirit.
That's amazing. And I think the classroom, I did recall, I'm a school teacher as well. I'm not currently teaching, but I remember actually, and I believe that it was Operation Gratitude that they were writing with. I just didn't make that connection at the time. So you said something about paracord bracelets. Could you explain what those are real quick?
Yeah, the paracord is something that is used in parachutes. It's a nylon cord that has some individual strands wrapped inside of a nylon wrapper, and that thin cord can be used in a whole host of ways by our service members while they're out there in the field. I always kept a little paracord in my flight suit, just in case I needed something to tie something down. You know, there's a whole host of stories that we have on how people might have used them in some situations, life-saving situations, and in other ways, just simple everyday uses, with using it on their vehicle or with their tools that they're carrying, however they wanted to use it. Some of them have tied it to a signal light stick and use that to call in help. I mean, there are just a whole number of ways they've done it. And then we've always had a commitment. There's a little card in there with the paracord that if you use it and need another one, send that card back and we'll send you another one. So it's sort of a lifetime guarantee, which has been a neat historical thing that we've done with Operation Gratitude. But that paracord bracelet is is really something that grateful Americans can contact us. We'll send you that paracord. You can tie those bracelets, send them back to us. We have folks that put those into a little sleeve that goes into the care package. And it really adds something nice for those service members, some real variety in the care package.
That's great. I just conjure up images of MacGyver with the paracord, you know, all the different things that you can do.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And they're fun to tie too, you know, for we have partners, corporate partners. We have, again, classrooms or others, and just individuals that are at home that say, you know what, I want to do that. I'm looking to contribute something. And a young man who had tied over 1,000 paracords in the first several months of the year. And he was just that dedicated. So he got started, he just couldn't stop. He loved it. And it was, for him, it was relaxing, something.
That's awesome. There's so many uses, I think, for a paracord too. And I saw there's even a video on your website on how to actually do it, which I haven't had time to get into yet, but I think it would be fun. So the last part of the care package that I have to ask about is, and I actually heard this on iHeartRadio, and the host asked you this about the Beanie Babies. Are there Beanie Babies included in every care package, or is that just for some?
It's for some care packages. And that too is its own story. As you reflect back across the years of Operation Gratitude, in the beginning years, you know, it was, a lot of it was just simply donations from everyday Americans. Now it includes that. Plus, again, we have some corporate products in there, like Starbucks or Mars or Liquid IV, or, you know, again, a whole host of Girl Scouts provide cookies, and some of them, depending on time of year, or their, you know, sweet and salty snacks, nuts, that sort of thing. But the great thing about that Beanie Baby story is those showed up one day. And, you know, we didn't always have enough for every care package, or, you know, we put them in some of the care packages and then found out how they were being utilized. Essentially, what people did is they traded them, right? So when you open your care package, if there's something different in your care package, that's its own sort of joy, right? That I can trade that, or I can just provide that. You know, there are stories about how service members in situations in Afghanistan would have given that stuffed animal to a small child, and then that child might have told that service member about maybe some hazard up ahead, and if nothing else, it just created sort of this connection of bond between the service member and those communities where they were serving, and that's always a good thing. That I think was also a resilience factor for our service members. But every care package does not necessarily have a Beanie Baby. So when you get a care package with that, you're getting something that not just used as trading, but some of them use them as mascots and all of that.
Oh yeah. It's funny because I remember my husband was in Afghanistan, and I don't know, I'm pretty sure that was probably Operation Gratitude that packages came in, but I remember there was a slew of like NFL Beanie Babies, and they were all bidding and trading to get their team. He said it was hilarious. And he finally got one that had the New England Patriots on it, which he had on his desk. Yeah.
That's so great.
Well, I'm going to ask you one more question for the break, and you kind of mentioned it already, that besides supporting our troops, how do you support military families? And I think you have a program family members can get involved in.
Yeah, the Battalion Buddy's been around for about 10 years now, a little over 10 years. And essentially, it's a stuffed bear that we send to a service member who's preparing to deploy, and then they present that bear to their child. And, you know, the goal is that child, while their service member, while their parent is deployed, that child has that memory, which is now sort of this warm hug from their parent that they'll always have with them while their parent is deployed and beyond. And we've just gotten so much great feedback on how much the families really enjoy that bear. And there are ways for folks to contribute. If they go to OperationGratitude.com, you can find out more about how you can be a part of that, whether you're, again, an individual or maybe a classroom or scout troop or a company. There are different ways that people can do that.
That's amazing. And what pulls at my heartstrings, just that image of the presentation of the bear. I know our listeners are primarily military spouses and family members. And I think that they probably can resonate with that as well. Absolutely. So thanks for sharing that with our listeners, especially taking the time to explain the care package, because I know if, you know, someone's not familiar with it, it kind of gives them a visual. And thanks for sharing your listeners about Operation Gratitude and the impact it's having. So after the break, we're going to talk about what lessons and upcoming opportunities you can tell us about. And listeners, if you would like to learn more about Operation Gratitude, visit their website at operationgratitude.com or connect with them on social media via Facebook at Operation Gratitude, Twitter or Instagram at Op Gratitude. Don't worry if you miss any of this. As always, the links will be in our show notes. Stay tuned for the rest of our interview after our commercial break. We'll be right back.
Engage, educate, encourage, empower, advertise. AWN has many opportunities for promotion of your brand, service, or product, including web creatives, blog posts, social media promotions, podcast audio commercials, Facebook Lives, and so much more. Email empower@armywifenetwork.com to get started. We sincerely thank you for your support to empower military spouses, families, and their service members around the globe.
Welcome back, listeners. Major General James Johnson, retired United States Air Force, is the Chief Executive Officer of Operation Gratitude. Before the break, we were chatting about the impact Operation Gratitude has had on the troops and first responders. Let's shift gears a little bit, and we'll talk about your personal experience, James, and what lessons have you learned as a CEO of Operation Gratitude during this last year?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. One is, you know, some of it is just reinforcement for me that, you know, we have these service members who are really out there doing wonderful things. A lot of it's hard work, and they aren't doing it for any glory or, you know, that anyone would say anything to them about it, that, you know, they do it without any asking for that sort of recognition. But they appreciate so much when they hear thank you in a letter or see a care package. And we get feedback from them in letters that they write back saying, very often there's a thread that runs through so many of these letters. And that thread is to the effect that this care package arrived at just the right moment. I really needed this. I've been going through a tough time, whether it's the mission or just personally, you know, being far from home. That the letters we received back from them thanking Operation Gratitude and the volunteers who put those care packages together, it just it's really uplifting for me as a member of this organization, but also for those that you know, contributed and can see some of that feedback on our website. The other one is I have really gained a tremendous appreciation for the volunteers that support the work of Operation Gratitude. Our organization was founded on the shoulders of volunteers and continues to really operate. The strength of our organization is the volunteers and what they do. They show up. It's just really amazing, both when they show up individually or they show up in groups, whether it's families or with friends, or, you know, I've seen a lot of them at these assembly events that we do. And sometimes it's just that they're in part of a group where they're all there for a common purpose, which is to say thank you. And that common purpose can be really uplifting to those volunteers. So what I found is, although the focus of our organization is really how do we uplift the spirits of those who are serving, I found that it also, what, you know, showing gratitude and receiving gratitude both do the same thing. They both uplift the spirits of those who are part of it. And so what I've really learned is the power of this mission for those who are volunteering and what this can do for them. Because when they leave one of our events, you can just see that there's just a lot of joy that they're taking with them. And I think that's really important, especially in this day and age when there's so much to feel bad about that's going on around the world. This is something that people can show up and be a part of and really feel good about. And so, you know, we have a small staff that is a powerful staff, and we have just wonderful volunteers that show up all over the country to do this sort of thing where they're saying thank you with a care package. And I've really learned how powerful that is for recipients and volunteers alike.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. And I know that everybody listening to us is a volunteer and in some way, and military spouses are such a powerful force of volunteers. I'm going to skip questions real quick because you've led into the volunteer piece, which I was going to ask about how can people get involved with the Operation Gratitude mission and what are some things that they can, you know, specific things they can do. as far as, you know, areas of volunteerism?
Yeah, I think, you know, it runs the gamut from, you know, donating your time, which could be writing a letter or tying paracord bracelet or connecting other volunteers to what we do, to being a part of, you know, stuffing bears, or sending in, you know, items. If you go again out to our website, you can find out different ways that you can donate items that we will utilize for care packages. And then there's the opportunity to join us at an event around the country. So you'll see on our website where we're posting different places where we'll be. A couple of days ago, I was at in Darlington, where we were doing an assembly event in Darlington, South Carolina, at the NASCAR event there. At the same time, we were presenting a little bit about Operation Gratitude at a New York Mets game. And then we will be this next coming week, we'll be down in San Antonio doing an event there. And we do events in LA. And our goal is to start chapters in every state. And so if you don't have that opportunity near you today, our goal will be that in the near future, you will. And we ask you to continue to look at our website and see where you can donate, you know, time or resources to getting a care package in the hands of those who serve and really lifting their spirits. But also for you, if you join us in this journey, I feel fairly certain that you will experience a really wonderful joy.
I absolutely believe you on that. And I'm from Texas, so I'm pretty sure that people in San Antonio are going to embrace your mission because people in Texas have big hearts. I'm just telling you, James.
You do. That's right. I know it.
They do. Do you have any challenges that Operation Gratitude is facing? Or is there anything that our listeners can help you out with? I mean, is there anything that you're looking forward to?
Well, first, I just say thanks because the Army spouses are, you know, all those military spouses are amazing. But, you know, obviously I have a place in my heart for Army spouses. My mother was an Army spouse. And I think that those spouses that are served, they serve and sacrifice alongside their service members. And I know that, again, firsthand experience, that's a true statement, that these are people that are selfless as well as their service members. So thanks for you know, that being a part of this journey in that way for our country. You know, one of the biggest challenges we have is that, you know, we are not necessarily in active, you know, combat as we were in previous, you know, not too distant recent history. And I think a lot of people may not know that we have sailors and Marines who are underway every day throughout the year somewhere in the world. And we have soldiers that are boots on the ground somewhere in the world. And we have airmen flying far from the flag pole. And I think one of the challenges that we have and an opportunity is to share with the American public that, you know, we have brave men and women who have raised their hand to serve, and they're doing that. And a lot of them are doing that in faraway places. And even those who are not, they're typically preparing to do that. And they stay prepared in the States here at home. And we shouldn't forget that they need to know that we care, not just when, you know, the bullets are flying, as, you know, as Carolyn said. That is important then, for sure. But like someone once said, you can't grow strong, deep roots as a tree when the storm's on the horizon. You know, we need these men and women to know that we always care. And so sharing that with people, I mean, we have a lot of tens of thousands of folks have been deployed for the crisis in Europe. And I think that, you know, because it drops out of the news doesn't make it any less real for those service members who happen to be there. And it's an uncertain environment. So, you know, our military, when they deploy, it's typically uncertain. Sure, you may have orders with a return date, but I think all service members know that that can change at a moment's notice. And so it's uncertain. And so I think in these uncertain times, that's one of the challenges we face, is that a lot of folks don't know that our service members are serving and that they would benefit from receiving a care package to really show them that we care, and we know that that they always do this selflessly, and that we just appreciate what they're doing.
Well, and I think you're right about, especially the conflicts have changed a little bit, and we're looking at a different types of deployments as it's coming up. And even the spouses, I mean, I laugh because I'm a seasoned spouse for sure, but the younger spouses, right. They don't know much about what they don't know because they're new to the military. So I think this is good for us to get out to them as well. Wow. So much to process here. The last question I have for you, it's not really a question, I'm going to ask you to finish a sentence that we ask all our guests to do. Our mission at Army Wife Network is empowerment. We like to empower our spouses, and we want to hear what empowerment means to all of our guests. So how would you complete the sentence, empowerment is?
Empowerment is being armed to succeed. Yeah, I think it's really about, you know, having the tools you need. And so I'd say empowerment is being armed to succeed.
I love it. We've not heard that one yet. So that's great. Always good for new, we need new words. But James, thank you so much for all your insights and for coming onto our show and sharing with our listeners what Operation Gratitude is doing and the impact it's having on our nation's military. And as always, thank you very much for serving our in the military and our military community. We can't thank you enough.
Well, Kathleen, I can't thank you enough for this opportunity, but really thank you for serving and sacrificing alongside a service member. It's a small select group of people that raise their hand to serve and their families that join them alongside them. I just really appreciate the support you give to, you know, throughout the year, day in and day out, you're there. And so thank you for what you do.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you again to Operation Gratitude for all that you do. Again, in our show notes are all the links to the website, but operationgratitude.com is a great place for you to start. Now, let's hear from our hosts with their thoughts on today's conversation.
Thanks to Major General Johnson for sharing empowering resources about Operation Gratitude with us this week. Again, if you would like more information about Operation Gratitude, check them out online via their website, operationgratitude.com, or on Facebook at Operation Gratitude, on Twitter or Instagram at OP Gratitude. Oh my gosh, Amanda, I'm sure you have had some kind of Operation Gratitude in your life, but what was your favorite part about this?
Oh yes, I definitely have. I've actually been following the company on social media for a while now. I've just been so inspired by how their mission. It's so awesome and unique. But honestly, what really stood out to me right away was when Kathleen shared the backstory. And
girl, I wrote like a huge star on my notes about that. I was like, I did not know that was how it got started. And that was just amazing.
Yeah. Oh, it tugged at my heartstrings. I was like, oh, this is so cool. Like, I don't know. Cause you know, usually companies do have kind of a cool backstory, but I feel like this one just really, it's so empowering.
It really it embodies exactly what they're doing though. I mean, it's the reason that they started and they continued and followed that journey. It's just cool to see that like, it hasn't changed really. Their one goal was we need to support these soldiers so they know that we are here behind them. And it's just so cool to know that that's actually why it came from. It wasn't just like someone who was like, oh yeah, let's do this. There was a real reason. I loved that so much.
Yeah. And just their overall mission and how they do send care packages. Like I find so much joy in gift giving and sending out packages. And so the fact that, you know, their whole establishment is based on this and providing it to service members, you know, whether new or old or deployed or, you know, just all the above. I thought that it's so sweet and such a nice, you know, token of appreciation that
I love that they carry it through their entire military career or lifetime. You know, like they make sure to hit every milestone essentially. And I love that.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
What did your children, the battle buddies?
No. And I really regret not doing it with my daughter, but,
I mean, it's honestly, it's a small part of the program, obviously, because most of it's geared toward the service members, but like, it was one of those moments where I remember the deployment was coming up and just all of the boys got one of these stuffed animals and they're so cute with their little like camo on, you know, like, they would carry them around kind of like mine would act like it was their own dad, you know, essentially. almost like a little daddy doll kind of thing. So it was just, it was really, I mean, I had smaller children at the time, so they enjoyed the stuffed animal. I don't know how older children would be, but I love that she, that Kathleen was really picking up on that letter writing portion of it and how we can all kind of help out with that, because I mean, that's such an easy volunteer opportunity right there, or just like a quick, you know, write a quick, like, hey, I'm grateful for you. I just love that. Yes,
I know. I love that too. I do feel like they make it so easy to volunteer and contribute. You know, they said, he said that they could collect donation items that they would send in packages and letter writing for sure. I mean, that's,
I'm not crafty. So I wish that I could contribute. Like, I loved seeing, I was going through the website and I saw all the pictures of the cute little crocheted things. And I was like, oh my gosh, those are adorable. I know people like probably enjoyed making them and knowing that they're giving them to a service member. And I wish I could do that.
I know, me too.
Deep down inside, I wish I could.
Like, I'm crafty, but I'm not that level, you know?
Yes, I totally understand. Like, you don't have an Etsy page.
Exactly. But I will order a lot of stuff from Etsy.
Oh, for sure. I will support your business.
Oh, yes, I totally agree. And honestly, I'm so happy we got to be on this episode, because Operation Gratitude just really embodies empowerment. And I don't know, I just feel like they're doing such a good thing. And, you know, I hope to be a part of it too in the future.
Yeah, I definitely see myself. I mean, I have a pen in my hand. I have some paper nearby. I think I can write up a letter pretty quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Even just something small, it feels good to show our appreciation to other service members too. Well, listeners, we could not conduct an Army Wife Talk radio episode without the Empowerment Patrol Report. So here I am with our Command Team MRE recipient for the month. Hello, Army Wife Talk radio listeners. I'm Amanda Bicknies, bringing you this week's Empowerment Patrol Report. Today we are showcasing one of our volunteers who is an MRE winner. And by the way, that stands for Motivated and Ready to Empower. A huge congratulations to our Army Wife Network Command Team member, our Director of Social Media, Kayla Gebline. Kayla currently lives with her husband in Fort Benning, Georgia. She is a mom to two twin girls and a dog mom to her two pups. Kayla graduated from Niagara University with a bachelor's in social studies education and special education, then attained her master's in literacy education. She has taught in Georgia and at her previous duty station, Fort Bliss. Originally from Buffalo, New York, Kayla and her husband are avid Buffalo Bills fans and try to attend as many games as they can. After living in Texas, she found a new love for barbecue and has since become quite good at smoking her own meats. Kayla enjoys reading and doing puzzles, and when the husband is around, they enjoy movies and an occasional video game. Volunteering has been a part of her life as far back as she can remember, and she is very excited to be with Army Wife Network. So much thanks goes out to Kayla for doing your part to empower military families all across the globe. Until next time, I'm Amanda Bicknies, reminding you that we are never completely alone on this military life journey.
Welcome to 60 Seconds of Serenity with Jawanda Bryant. Your encouragement for today reads, when you are going through difficult times and you can't see your way, remember, this is temporary. You are not alone. Seek the support you need. Give yourself the space and time that you need. You will come back to yourself again. There are brighter days ahead. This is not the end. Do not be afraid to seek counseling so that you can learn the tools to help you heal. Do not get stuck, but know the military has a plethora of resources you can use to help meet your needs. This has been 60 Seconds of Serenity with Jawanda Bryant, military veteran and author of Danny and the Deployer miniseries and journal, The Three Most Important Words to Live By, Be, Know, Do. Thank you.
No news is typically good news in this military life, except on Army Life Talk Radio. Here is our AWN News 6 correspondent with this week's top stories.
Hi, Amanda and Chrissy. Here are this week's top stories. The Department of Defense is launching a new program in 2023 to place military spouses into paid fellowship positions with corporations that can keep them employed beyond the next PCS move, reported Military Times. The program is still in the planning stages, and Eddie Menser, the Defense Department's Associate Director of Military Community Support Programs, said that it will be open to employers on the national level, local level, and anybody who wants to play. The funding has been provided by Congress. Learn more at militarytimes.com. The Space Force has announced its official song, reported military.com. Senior Airman Jamie Teichner, who has had songs recorded by many mainstream country music artists such as Luke Bryan, Trace Atkins, and Montgomery Gentry, was a key writer of the song and incorporated the Space Force mission, Semper Supra, Always Above. The lyrics are, "We're the mighty watchful eye, guardians beyond the blue, the invisible front line, warfighters brave and true. Boldly reaching into space, there's no limit to our sky. Standing guard both night and day, we're the Space Force from on high." You can listen to the song at DavidsHub.net. We're moving to the height of hurricane season, and if you've recently PCS'd to a hurricane-prone area, the Department of Defense wants you to be prepared. When a hurricane is heading your way, you may need to prepare your home, which could include installing hurricane shutters or plywood on windows, securing outdoor objects such as patio furniture, and filling up your vehicles with fuel. Inside, build a kit that includes enough food and water for at least 3 days, batteries, solar-powered phone charger, a flashlight, and a hand crank radio. Get the latest hurricane updates from the National Hurricane Center. And mark your calendars because you don't want to miss this one. We are embarking on Fat Bear Week 2022. Voting begins October 5th, and the fattest bear will be crowned October 11th. You can get in on the action by voting for your favorite fat bear through a March Madness-style bracket pitting individual bears against each other. If you can't wait until October 5th, you can start voting during the Fat Bear Junior bracket on September 26th. Fat Bear Week is more than just fun. In fact, it's a way to celebrate fat brown bears at Katmai National Park in Alaska. For bears, fat equals survival. Each winter, bears enter the den where they will not eat or drink until they emerge in spring. During this time, they may lose up to one-third of their body weight as they rely solely on their fat reserves. Survival depends on eating a year's worth of food in 6 months. Rangers study and observe bears as they indulge in salmon from the Brooks River from late June until mid-October. Follow this fantastic fat event and vote at fatbearweek.org. And this week in history, I have a special edition for you. On July 29th, 2019, just over 3 years ago, I joined the Army Wife Network Command Team as the new 6 correspondent. Sadly, my time in this position is over. I'm not leaving Army Wife Network, but I am moving into a new role. So I am here to announce a future moment in history. Our brand new 6 correspondent, Emma Tai, who is picking up where I'm leaving off. Emma hails from Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, where she homeschools her 5 children, loves to write and sing, and has a knack for spotting relevant news stories. I think you're going to love her. It has been an absolute pleasure bringing you some need-to-know military news during the past 3 years. As always, you can find the link to all of our News 6 reports at armywifenetwork.com. This is your Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent, Jolene McNutt, signing out.
In normal military fashion, no news is good news, except when it comes to our Army Wife Network News 6 correspondent. Thank you again, Jolene, for always keeping us up to date in this military life journey. Now, let's take a quick 60-second commercial break. We will be back with more in just a few moments.
2022 marks AWTR's 17th year on the air. AWTR is the leading and longest running podcast of its kind and has over 850 episodes in the archives. Subscribe to this podcast on our website, armywifenetwork.com, or on the podcast app of your choice, including Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or Pandora. Engage, educate, encourage. AWTR is your source for military life empowerment.
As we get ready to wrap up, we invite you to join us every Thursday at noon Eastern for our weekly Facebook Live Mil Spouse Empowerment Moments. If you need to catch it later, the audio will be converted into one of our podcast episodes. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss out on our next full-length episode when we chat with Sons of the Flag, a nonprofit that is revolutionizing burn care for burn victims across the country. It's going to be another empowering show.
If you or someone you know has a product or service to share with our listeners and you would like to join us on our mission to empower military families, let's chat. Please email empower@armywifenetwork.com.
Finally, if you want to connect with us here at Army Wife Network beyond the podcast, subscribe to our newsletter, The SITREP. In our SITREP newsletter, we showcase our top blog posts, upcoming Army Wife Talk Radio information, exclusive printables, giveaways, sponsor information, and more. Our SITREP will arrive in your inbox twice per month. To sign up, visit armywifenetwork.com and enter your email in the right sidebar under the SITREP or catch the pop-up box on the homepage.
Listeners, no matter where you are in your male spouse journey, new or seasoned, active, guard, retired, or prior service, we are here for you. We thank you for your continued support and interaction. Engage, educate, encourage. Army Wife Talk Radio is your source for military life empowerment. This is your Army Wife Network Command Team signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Army Wife Talk Radio. The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. AWTR is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services. Inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DoD, any local government, or their agencies. Until the next episode, head over to armywifenetwork.com to connect with all of our engaging resources. Engage, educate, encourage. AWN is your source for military life empowerment.